Obadiah, Chapter 1. The Vision of Obadiah. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh concerning Edom. We've heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent amongst the heathen. Arise, and let us rise up against her in battle. Look, I've made you small amongst the heathen. You are greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you that dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that says in his heart, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" Though you exalt yourself as the eagle, and though you set your nest amongst the stars, from there I will bring you down, says Yahweh. If thieves come to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers had come to you, would they not leave grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of your confederacy have brought you to the border. The men that were at peace with you have deceived you and prevailed against you. They who eat your bread have laid a wound under you, and there is no understanding in him. Will I not in that day, says Yahweh, even destroy the wise out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And your mighty men, O Teman, will be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For your violence against your brother Yaakov, shame will cover you, and you will be cut off forever. In the day that you stood upon the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. But you should not have looked upon the day of your brother in the day that he became a stranger, neither should you have rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction, neither should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yes, you should not have looked upon their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor should you have laid hands upon their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither should you have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should you have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh is near upon all the heathen. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your reward will return upon your own head. For as you have drunken upon my holy mountain, so shall the heathen drink continually. Yes, they will drink, and they will swallow down, and they will be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion will be deliverance, and there will be holiness, and the house of Yaakov will possess their possessions, and the house of Yaakov will be a fire, and the house of Yosef a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they will kindle in them and devour them, and there will not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. And they of the south will possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain the Philistines, and they will possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. And the captivity of his this host of the children of Israel will possess that of the Canaanites, even to Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, will possess the cities of the south. And saviors will come upon Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom will be Yahweh's. End of chapter.